when it comes to tick-borne illnesses, you've probably heard of Lyme disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and the Heartland virus. One you may not have heard of is alpha-gal syndrome. Short for galactose alpha 1, 3-galactose, it's an allergy to meat that's caused by a Lone Star tick bite. The first case was reported about a decade ago, so it's still not a commonly known illness. Saturday, a Northwest Arkansas support group for the condition will host a community awareness event at the Fayetteville Farmers Market. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke with one of the event's organizers earlier this week, and she has this report.
Jennifer Burton was diagnosed with an allergy to mammal meat a year ago. That followed months of illness and plenty of trips to the doctor in search of answers.
I went through about a year, well, about 5 or 6 months, of increasing issues with rashes, extreme fatigue, joint pain, all kinds of GI, no one could figure out what it was. And then I started having really bad hives and 4 episodes of anaphylaxis. The last one I should not have survived. So it was a big eye-opener. After the last one, my husband said, I don't care how long it takes for the doctors to figure it out, but I'm not going to watch you die.
A blood test revealed Burton was now allergic to beef.
And once you get the diagnosis, you become very isolated. It's not just you can't eat beef and hamburgers and steaks, but you can't eat pork. You can't take a lot of different kinds of supplements because they have gelatin in them or gel caps. Most vaccines carry some sort of bovine or pork derivatives. So it's very life-altering. You've got to change your shampoos, your conditioners, your body lotions, your body soaps. It can't have any kind of mammal in them, or your skin just itches constantly.
Burton was sent to Dr. Tina Merritt, an allergist who'd been dealing with alpha-gal syndrome since she was a child. She introduced Burton to some online support groups, but after a couple of months, Burton decided she needed face-to-face contact. In August, she created Alpha-Gal Encouragers Northwest Arkansas. The group hosts a potluck once a month where guests can share safe foods. Burton works in the care and outreach ministry with her husband and says it seemed like a natural step to reach out to others dealing with alpha-gal syndrome.
Because I realized how isolated I felt, and other people had to feel the same way. And I have little business cards that I take around to the health food stores and the vitamin supplement stores and ask them if they'll, you know, if they have someone mention, you know, well, my son has a mammal meat allergy. This is a for instance that we had. My son has a mammal meat allergy, and he can't have this and this and this. I said, would you please give him one of our cards? And we had a lady come like a month after I handed out those cards and say it was just like gold to her because they didn't know there was anyone else like them anywhere nearby.
Proper diagnosis can be missed because the reaction to eating mammal meat can be delayed for several hours. According to the Arkansas Department of Health, Lone Star ticks carry a sugar called alpha-gal, which is also found in red meat, but not people. Typically, alpha-gal in meat doesn't cause problems for humans, but when a tick bites someone, it transfers the sugar into the bloodstream. As a result, the person's body produces antibodies to fight the sugar. So the next time they eat mammal meat, it triggers an allergic reaction like hives or anaphylaxis. Jennifer Burton says many people suffering from the syndrome, such as herself, carry EpiPens and wear medical bracelets to assist medical personnel in case of an emergency.
Most of our first responders and emergency rooms, things like that, we can come in with anaphylaxis covered in hives, and they don't have a clue, and they start giving us intravenous shots or liquids, and they carry mammal in them, and it just makes the condition worse.
In addition to encouraging and empowering each other, another part of the mission of Alpha-Gal Encouragers Northwest Arkansas is educating the public about this syndrome. To that end, the group is hosting a community awareness event Saturday at the Fayetteville Farmers Market.
There'll be lots of handouts with information on ticks, the different types of ticks here in Arkansas, the types of diseases they carry, information on Alpha-Gal. There'll be a lot of volunteers to answer questions. Dr. Merritt will be there to do a presentation, and we have a raffle going on, so we've got lots of really good prizes. We just hope the public will come out and learn more about it, and maybe some of them are suffering from what we have and don't even realize it.
Volunteers will be stationed at the Fayetteville Town Center Plaza from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday. More information is available at alphagalencouragers.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.